This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Thank you very much. It's great to have Prime Minister Netanyahu with us today, a friend of mine for many years. And it's a real honor, I have to say. We're going to be discussing many things, among them peace between the Palestinians and Israel will be a fantastic achievement. And we are giving it an absolute go. I think there's a good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of Bibi, and frankly, the other side, I really think we have a chance. I think Israel would like to see it, and I think the Palestinians would like to see it. And I can tell you that the Trump administration would like to see it. So we're working very hard on it. We'll see what happens. Historically, people say it can't happen. I say it can happen. But I just want to say, Mr. Prime Minister, it's an honor to have you. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Thank you
very
much.
Great to see you. Thank you.
No doubt, big difference, as the Prime Minister has said, Bibi Netanyahu, under the new administration, the bro-fest continues between he and Donald Trump, obviously enjoying one another. And, you know, Bibi Netanyahu gets to come through the front door of the White House now, as opposed to the back door, and the way he was, you know, I think, shunned. Hey, sometimes, you know, things just don't work, you know. Call it chemistry, Scott, or whatever, but it just, you know, it's definitely, I think, much more improved. And for one, I feel, you know, I just feel better about our two countries being connected. You know, for all the spiritual reasons and the practical reasons, I believe that at the very core of the blessings of America has been the way we've treated Israel. And when we treat Israel, it goes better for us. When we treat them better, when we don't, not as well. And that has been well documented. A couple of good friends of mine have documented, you know, the situation of when, you know, America is for Israel and doesn't get themselves involved in what I say, God's foreign policy for Israel. You know, we're okay. But when we do, interestingly enough, you know, there's some clear documentation of what follows when the United States meddles with God's foreign policy and tries to force Israel into a exchange for land for peace. All hell breaks loose, and you would think that America would get it by now, because we're not talking maybe one or two incidents. There's been dozens of instances when the country has you know, stuck their nose in the wrong place and have tried to pressure Israel in the wrong direction. And what follows is just a horrendous natural disaster. People have been slow to connect the dots. But John Tiernan and Bill Koenig have written books on this very thing. John's book is As America has done unto Israel. And has done extensive research to this end. So, like I say, I believe that America has been greatly blessed in the times that we've supported Israel, and I think that that is endemic to our future, and our future is together until God says, "Hey, no more. We don't need to happen." But I'm pleased to see this moving in the right direction. I know that President Trump is hopeful to be able to you know, negotiate some sort of peace deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening because of the Palestinian stand. They, for generations, have taught that the Israelis are less than. The Jews should be out of there. They have confiscated the land that it belongs to the Palestinians. You know, there's, you know, they're rewarding and incentivizing all the bad behavior. And until Palestine decides that they want to do something different and move away from something that has been generational for a long time, I don't think we're going to have a chance for peace between those two countries, those two entities. They're going to be at conflict forever.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to be talking with U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, retired Sergeant Sangari. Always good to have Sergeants with us. CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement and founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. Sergeants, how are we doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Are you feeling better? I mean, last time I tried to talk to you, you were in a hospital bed here. I was really concerned for you.
No, it seems like every time you go overseas, you come back sick. But we keep on moving forward. That's all we can do.
Well, I'm glad you're on to talk about the Kurds. I'd gotten a report earlier in the week that the Kurds were doing a better job, but you're saying, well, wait a minute here, they're really getting carried away with this referendum that is due on September the 25th. Tell our audience what's going on here.
Well, what's happened with the Kurdish referendum, pretty much every nation has stood up against it. The only nation that has endorsed the possibility of an independent Kurdistan is Israel currently. Mm-hmm. But all the European nations have said that this is not the right step to take. The Iraqi government has taken every legal means possible to ensure that if a referendum, which is against the Iraqi constitution, goes forward, mm-hmm. that they can take any means necessary to keep Iraq unified. And in this process, because the Kurds wanted to expand their footprint in Kirkuk, which is oil-rich province mm-hmm. and area, and also Assyrian of the plain, where the Christian Assyrians live, which also has the same access to oil that gives them an economy in the future. Mm-hmm. What they have done is sent troops into Kirkuk, and at the same time, they have gone ahead and started removing mayors that were elected prior to this referendum being announced with their own party candidates, and especially in the Christian areas.
Wow. So they are broadening their footprint and going there. And so what is the international community saying?
International community has stood against it, said this mm-hmm. is not correct. Turkey has conducted war games as of yesterday. Iran has said that we will move in to protect our interests in the region. Turkey has to probably move in, given the fact that Turkey has Iraqi Kurds within its borders, Syrian Kurds within its borders, and its own Kurdish population. And any referendum towards independence will destabilize southern Turkey and start tearing it apart. So Turkey cannot afford to allow that to happen. With the Kurds, really, it's not even a benefit to them because the Iraqi government has said that they'll start shutting off their airspace to their country, which is a federalized Iraq in this case, and they will probably start economic sanctions against them, shutting off the possibly to a pipeline. Turkey will do the same thing. The problem for the Kurds is that they're a landlocked area, and the area that they control as far as administratively is concerned is very small, and it doesn't have the resources that they need to be able to have an actual independent nation. So what they're trying to do is expand into those oil fields, in this case replacing Christian Assyrian mayors of a ethnicity that is going through a genocide still, in order to be able to enforce their wants and desires in the region. One of the cities, which is Alqosh, protesters who protested against the replacement of the mayors were beaten so badly that when the State Department representatives went there to see them, their eyes were basically fused shut. Why? Because they protested against the replacement of their mayor. They protested against the referendum. One other thing that they have done with the Kurdish regional government, they have cut off any funding that was going through them directly to the churches, in this case the Christian Assyrian churches that were actually helping to run some of the facilities that they were renting in the Kurdish areas in order to be able to keep the Assyrian Christians in their refugee camps and in their specifically apartments until finally security was returned to Assyria in a plane. So they've cut off that funding, forcing those Assyrian Christians to have to go back into Assyria in a plane in order for them to vote for the Kurdish referendum. So this way, indirectly, they'll be annexing that area. So the
Nineveh Plain will come under the new Kurdistan? Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're trying to do, correct. And if they can do it with their military, they'll do it. If they could do it politically by forcing these issues, then they will do so.
And meanwhile, you've got Iraq keeping an eye on them because here it is. I mean, the very thing that Joe Biden, if you remember, had proposed years ago, and that was three areas of Iraq, breaking them up, and Kurdistan, or the areas controlled by the Kurds, would be one area. And so this seems to be playing out right now, but a bit uncontrolled.
Well, they're trying to play it out, but when you say Kurdistan, it means land of the Kurds. There's no Assyrians there. There's no other name. So these are historical lands that don't belong to the Kurds. But we have empowered them, being the case that we have given the weapons, equipment, economic, and political support to get to a point where they've used the Iraqi constitution to get there. Now, there are certain Christians that have said, if you're going to give the Kurds a state, then give the Christian Assyrians a state. But state and other nations have refused to do that. Countries that have endorsed a Kurdish state have refused to endorse a possibility of a Christian Assyrian state. Everybody is using it as leverage for their benefit. You'll never have a three-state solution and federalized Iraq. Reason being, because if you have the Sudanese have a region, what you've basically done, you've taken the aspirations away. They used to run the country. You're now limiting him to a small footprint, and they're not going to settle for that. So the only thing in the equation you have is the Kurds, and you got the Iraqi government. And what has happened over the past 6 years, the Kurds have basically just played the U.S. Every time, we complain about the steps they're taking, they say, go talk to Baghdad. We go to Baghdad, Baghdad says, go talk to the Kurds. So U.S. foreign policy has become ping-pong between the two groups that will never work together and do not want to see any benefit to the nation as a whole. So they will leverage whatever they can to include selling their oil cheap, selling their lands cheap, whoever is a foreign power in the region. And when that happens, the foreign powers will support you. In fact, they know that you're going to be basically subject to them rather than actually wanting and caring about having a nation that's viable in the future.
What do we need to keep an eye on here, Sargis? This seems all very imminent. So what should be our point of perspective here towards Kurdistan?
It's going to be a war. And it's going to be a war that should not be happening now, but it's because of political leadership wants to put a footprint and the eradication of the Christian Assyrians if you take their land and give it to the Kurds.
Exactly. Well, Sergeant Sangari has been with us. Always good to get an update from you, Sergeant. Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better. You're always welcome here on the show. Where can they go for more information, Sergeant?
You could go to the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, and then you can also go to United Assyrian Appeal, where we use funding to support the Assyrian Christian Muslim families fighting against ISIS.
Well, good stuff. Thank you, Sergeant. God bless.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
We're
back with the America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there, handy and available to you. It's our gift to you. Also, you want to get involved in the conversation, we love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, these days, with all the hurricanes abounding in the east, we've got fires in the west. Needless to say, stress and anxiety is on the rise. And here to help us deal with this is Melanie Storson. She's a leading therapist who specializes in stress and anxiety. Melanie, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
Hey, so help me out. You specialize in stress and anxiety. What's your day like?
Well, you know, I very mindfully create my day, and I try to make sure that I have time to ease into things in the morning. But, you know, just because I'm a leading expert, by no means should anyone take that to mean that I don't also deal with stress and anxiety.
You mean you don't have this all perfected and everything?
No. It's kind of one of those things that you won't ever get 100% right.
Yeah, my old mentor used to say, as long as you're breathing and you feel a heartbeat, chances are stress and anxiety is going to come with the day. So it's what you choose to do with it, right?
Absolutely.
In part. Okay. Well, Hurricanes Harvey, Irma have battered Texas, Florida. I'm here in Florida, and I can tell you, you know, especially when you're in anticipation. I mean, I grew up on the West Coast, so we got hit by earthquakes, and usually they came and they went. But hurricanes are a different story. I mean, they build up for the whole week. You get all the TV pundits, everybody, you know, the hyperboles flying around because they're on the air 24/7. It just seems like, you know, the reporting gets more and more over the top, I might say, although I can appreciate what they're trying to offer in part. But they're not necessarily doing a whole lot to calm the nerves here.
No. I would say that their goal is quite the opposite of calming the nerves.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about ratings, unfortunately. I mean, sadly, that seems to be part of it. So everybody's vying for it. So, and unfortunately, part of our humanity gravitates to bad news.
Right. Well, you know, there's, on the one hand, it's great that we can predict hurricanes and we can track them and make educated guesses about where they're going. But I do think that our 24-hour news cycle can kind of take that to an extreme. And it seems to me that these recent hurricanes certainly don't want to minimize any of the damage that did occur in the places where they did hit. Mm-hmm. But it does just seem like with this, you know, 24-hour news and all of these networks and having so much bombardment it just seems to have heightened the anxieties in a more widespread way than ever before.
Yeah.
So it does, in some way, somebody is profiting from stress and anxiety, right?
Well, not only do we have natural disasters, then we have political disasters going on and all the division that we're dealing with in our country. It's like, you know, like my mother used to always say to us, of course, she raised 9 kids. She's 93 and a quarter past cranky. So, but she used to say all the time to us at points we'd get her, you know, you got me. I'm on my last nerve, whatever that last nerve looks like. But I could definitely relate to what she was trying to warn us kids over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, you know, when a natural disaster or any kind of trauma or, you know, whether it be a political event or otherwise, anything that impacts us in a way that shoots up our fear, they make us feel out of control. They make the world feel like an unpredictable place. And as human beings, those are two things that we really don't like to feel.
Exactly.
So in some ways, the 24-hour news and the constant tracking of the storm and trying to predict where it will go is a kind of a survival mechanism gone wild, right? Mm-hmm. We're just trying to keep ourselves safe.
Yes.
But in some ways, it seems our efforts to keep us safe, because we can't actually control where the hurricane goes. So when we try to control these things that we don't have control over, we can end up increasing our stress and anxiety even more than just the original stressful event.
Well, Melanie, you bring up a good point right there. There are some things that we can't control, whether it is with storms, natural disasters, the political dialogue. So how do we find rest from stress and anxiety? What do you recommend?
So one of the first things that I talk to my clients about, especially if their stress and anxiety is about something specific like a hurricane or political news or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, I say that we have to limit, and I always hesitate a little bit when I come on radio or news mm-hmm. or any kind of media to say this, but we need to limit our consumption of media.
Yes.
And maybe pick a couple of sources that we trust and listen for a little while. But just because the news is on 24 hours a day, we do not need to watch it 24 hours a day.
Exactly. Well, you can imagine in my line of work as a nationally syndicated host, I have to find moments of decompression. Otherwise, my mm-hmm. head's going to explode. So
yes.
Your advice is well taken. So limit our consumption. It's okay. I mean, you want to be informed, but not mm-hmm. to the point that your brain is exploding. Okay, so what else do we do besides go get a drink?
Yeah, well, I also work a lot with people with addiction, so. You know,
oh, okay.
in moderation.
Yes,
in moderation,
right.
those
okay.
are okay.
Yes.
But also we want to focus not on the things we can't control, which trying to control things we can't will increase our stress and anxiety. But we want to shift our focus to the things we can control. Like, okay, I don't know if the hurricane is coming here, but here are the things I can do to prepare. Or even non-related to the original stressor, and just how can I make sure that I'm maintaining routine and structure and consistency in my day? I want to not worry so much about the things I can't control, but pay attention to the things that I can control.
What about breathing?
Oh, 100%. I'm also a yoga and meditation instructor, so all of my clients get a lot of talk about breathing. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get stressed out, our heart rate, our respiration gets faster and shallower, our blood pressure goes up, and just taking the slow, deep breaths really counteracts all of that physical stuff that is happening. So it's kind of, if you're taking deep, slow breaths, it's really impossible to be as anxious as you would have been without those.
What a simple and powerful act, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But it's almost like when things are so simple, we take them for granted and we're less likely to practice them. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if I gave you some elaborate anxiety reduction strategy, people might be more likely to do it just because we breathe all day long, and so mm-hmm. we forget the power of that. But really, we're not. Usually, most people are breathing very shallowly all day
right.
long.
Yes.
And so we're not getting all of the benefits of that breath. That
well, we get tight, and everything becomes shallow
mm-hmm.
at that point, don't we? And I mean, if you gave me something more complex, then you'd have to charge me $2,000 an hour, and the tax complications are just so unfair. So we'll keep it simple for us simple-minded people that realize that our bodies are we're just miracles, you know, the way it works, and so we become in tune with that, and we can deal with some stress and anxiety because. Such is life. Anything else here as we begin to wrap things up, Melanie, that you think are important, that are key takeaways for our audience?
There's certainly a lot of more methods of dealing with stress and anxiety, but I really think that those are the simplest ones. Limit mm-hmm. media consumption, focus on things you can control, and just, I even set an alarm on my phone for mm-hmm. once in the morning and once in the afternoon to stop and just take 5 deep breaths. Maybe for 3 minutes I can take deep breaths. You know, whatever. It doesn't take a lot to make a difference. And the mm-hmm. breath is, it's free. It's always with us. No one can keep us from using it. So I really think that that's the best tool. For
Great
people.
Ideas here, Melanie. Melanie, where can they go to connect with you if they want some more information?
Absolutely. My website is at www.alignwellnessatl.com.
Well, Melanie Shortson has been with us. Hopefully this has helped you to breathe a little bit and deal with this stress and anxiety, because last time I checked, as long as you're walking on this side of heaven, the stress and anxiety is going to be here with us. Right, Melanie?
Absolutely.
You take care. Thank you so much, Melanie. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
My love, that heart is so cold all over my arm. I don't want to know that, babe.
Martinez Live.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around this country of ours or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And I want to remind you once again, I've got extra copies of John Piper's daily devotional. It's 120 daily meditations. It's titled The Satisfied Soul, Showing the Supremacy of God in All of Life. A quick read. You know, it's one of those books that, you know, sometimes you just like to read something short, sweet, to the point. And especially when it has anything to do with spiritual issues that cause you to rebalance. You know, sometimes you just find yourself in a bit of a fog and you need a word aptly spoken. This is one of those devotionals, and I have some extra copies. The publisher, Multnomah, was kind enough to send me some copies to give away, so happy to do it. If you're interested, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com, that easy. And tell me you're interested in the book, and, you know, Friday, at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw out names, and your book will be in the mail, okay? Absolutely free. Our compliments. Happy to, put the blessing forward, as they say, okay? All right, so that takes care of that programming note. Of course, Donald Trump was at the UN today, you know, explaining to them what needed to be done in terms of, you know, some reforms, getting away from the bureaucracy and refocusing on what the purpose of the UN is all about. And, of course, we will further discuss that. But right now we have Stephen Strang with us. He's got an upcoming book titled God and Donald Trump. Now, just to understand a little bit about Stephen, he's the CEO of Charisma Media. and founder of Charisma Magazine. And this book, God and Donald Trump, will be released nationally come November 7th. So about 6-8 weeks or so from now. Okay. Stephen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, this book, God and Donald Trump, is an answer, I guess, to the questions that we get. Even in my travels, people are still in a quandary, especially now that you've got Hillary running around with her book, What Happened. I guess maybe that still remains the question of many people, because based on what the media and all the pundits were saying, Hillary was a shoo-in. You know, how did Donald Trump get to be president?
Well, you're absolutely right. Let me just mention that book does come out November 7th, and this is my very first national interview, so thank you very much.
Okay, so we got to be good, we got to behave ourselves, is that what you're
That's
telling me
right.
up front? Okay.
And I'm going to write my newsletter about this afternoon.
Excellent.
So, and I'd like to have a link to the show if that's possible, but anyway.
Absolutely.
Question. You know, I went up to the election night party at the New York Hilton. And, of course, all the pundits were saying that Hillary would win. You know, even on TV up until 11 or 12 o'clock, they were saying that. And I went because I really believed that Donald Trump was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you that night that people in the room who, you know, were 99.9%, you know, supporters of Trump,
right,
were also saying, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that there's a supernatural and a spiritual reason that our culture is not open to. In our culture, we do not consider about God's will.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God raised up Donald Trump to kind of be, as somebody said, a wrecking ball to all this political correctness. And he was a very unlikely person. He was the kind of person that Christians, you know, good Bible reading, mm-hmm. church attending Christians wouldn't necessarily pick because of his past lifestyle changes. But I've seen a great deal of change in him. I interviewed him personally. Of course, I've done lots and lots of research, lots and lots of interviews for this. But I, you know, I also went to the inauguration, and people were also talking about this. But I don't think it occurred to me until about March or April that maybe a book should be written about this extraordinary man and this extraordinary election.
Exactly. Well, the book is a breath of fresh air and something that's needed, Stephen, you know, just as much as, you know, Donald Trump was a man, possibly, and I say possibly because I think people are still a bit cautious for a time such as this. And we all understand as people of faith that God says it is in his hand. He is the one that chooses the leaders. And this could very well be the answer to prayer of many Christians that started to see that, you know, with the previous administration that made the announcement that we were no longer a Christian country. And politicians and many Christians in the country said, when did that happen? Right?
Well, you're absolutely right in your analysis. Situation. Of course, there's a lot of things that we don't understand about God. Like, I don't understand, for example, how Barack Obama could have been put in, even though we know that God is the one who puts in rulers.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I talk about in the book, in fact, I think it's chapter 2, the title is Answered Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to people like James Robinson and Dr. Dobson and other people that said absolutely this was an answer to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And at the inauguration, I went to three different inaugural banquets, I guess you'd call them, and two of them were specifically Christian, and everyone there, it was kind of like we dodged a bullet. And I happen to know that most of these people were not for Donald Trump initially. In fact, some mm-hmm. of them were even never Trumpers. And but they all came around, and as you probably know, and as the book points out, he got the highest percentage of the so-called evangelicals
vote, exactly,
in history, mm-hmm. a lot more than Mitt Romney or John McCain, both of whom kind of kept evangelicals at arm's length. And of course, Trump, unlikely person he was, has really embraced evangelicals. He surrounded himself with evangelicals. And, you know, he seems to be growing spiritually. Now, there are people who say that he is born again. I'm careful in the book not to try to make him look more holy than he is. You know, this is not an apologetic for Donald Trump.
Right.
A spiritual man. I'm just trying to raise the question, where was God in all this, and how do we explain this miracle?
Well, I know that many Christians were blessed. In fact, I have that photo of Donald Trump on the plane with Mike Pence and other evangelicals on the campaign plane, and they're in a circle praying for him. It's kind of interesting that Donald Trump, you know, look at, he's a human being. He's like the rest of us. Nobody claims perfection here. The challenge for Donald Trump is that, yes, you have TMZ audio and video of him. He's been a celebrity, and so his life has been out there. And so you're going to have a lot of people taking shots at him. And, we're waiting for that Jesus moment where Jesus comes and starts writing in the sand all the sins of those that want to cast the first stone. Right.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it did happen 11 years ago. And, of course, he apologized profusely. Mm-hmm. That it did not represent him now, which I believe. I mean, there's nothing that's coming out now that he is doing that kind of thing. You know, of course, he did have multiple marriages and other things that, of course, Christians don't approve of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we as Christians believe that people change, that God changes people. And in the last 10 or 11 years, he's had some kind of change in his life. And I see it continuing partly because he surrounds himself with Christian leaders. I mentioned James Robinson, but there's another, you know, several. There's a thing called the Faith Advisory Board that he meets with regularly. And you talk about the photo that you saw. It didn't happen just once. I mean, there's all kinds of YouTube videos going back. The earliest one I found was September of 2015. In fact, we did a story on Charisma News about it at the time. And it was months later before I came around to support Donald Trump, but you know, we recognized it as interesting because I've been around a lot of Republican presidential candidates.
Right. Stephen, we're going to have to hit the pause button because we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. Stephen Strang with us. We're talking about his new book coming out in November. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez live.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Stephen Strang continues. Stephen, of course, author of the new book, soon to be released in November, on November 7th to be exact, God and Donald Trump. He's the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. Stephen, as a CEO yourself, and as you said, you had an opportunity to meet with Donald Trump directly on the campaign trail, there had to be some kindred spirit, CEO to CEO, almost immediately, wasn't there?
Well, I will say that there was a connection. I've had the privilege of interviewing George Bush 41, George Bush 43, and Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And while each of them was charismatic in their own way, there was not a connection. I only had 10 minutes with Donald Trump, but for those 10 minutes, he was mine. Mm. He thanked me for his endorsement, and then I asked him questions, which I actually published the entire interview in the book. I asked him questions that the secular media wouldn't ask him, where he stood on some of the issues, what he thought about Israel, his family, and so on and so forth. We didn't really relate as CEOs, but... Mm. You know, as I've watched him, you know, he's a businessman. He makes decisions like business people do. Mm-hmm. I will say that I started my career as a newspaper reporter way back when, before I started Charisma Magazine. And so there are times, you know, such as interviewing a president or a presidential candidate in which I slip back into the journalist role. And that's mm-hmm. really the role that I had with him. And you know, I've published probably 3,000 books at least, and it just occurred to me that instead of recruiting an author to do this book, because I thought that a book like this was needed, that I would do it myself, and it's been a lot of fun, and I just really feel like it came together really well. I hope that your listeners will want to order it, and in fact, if they do, or if they pre-order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or even Christian Book Distributors.com. That really helps us because it'll help it to chart on the bestseller list right away. And of course, they ship it out, you know, on the release date. So people are already ordering the book, and that's very encouraging to me, even though it won't be out for 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And then, of course, they can also go to your website, godanddonaldtrump.com. Let's get these pre-orders out. And, you know, you might. This is a terrific book and gives us, you know, for people of faith and Christians, this gives us a neat perspective on this president, and also why you, Stephen, you know, you said initially you were hesitant to endorse Donald Trump, but something happened there for you that put you all in. What happened?
Well, a couple of things. I was for Ted Cruz very strongly, and the day he dropped out, I endorsed Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I had decided, you know, before he dropped out, but I felt that integrity, you know, demanded that I stick with him until the end. But part of it was who he was running against, and I go into that in the book. With Donald Trump was a huge question mark, you know, like, you know, he had no political experience, so we didn't really know how he would govern. But the problem was we knew exactly what Hillary Clinton would do.
Right.
If Barack Obama was bad, she was worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would have lost a lot of our rights. I think we would have lost our Second Amendment rights. She would have packed the Supreme Court with very, very liberal judges, and they could pass any liberal law they wanted to take away our rights, and then the Supreme Court would just rubber stamp it. That's mm-hmm. what would have happened.
Yeah.
Whereas Donald Trump has already put in a conservative judge, and I will tell you that I know a modern-day prophet, and your listeners may have trouble believing this, but this modern-day prophet who predicted that Donald Trump would win has predicted that he will appoint 5 Supreme Court justices. Now, time will only tell if he's right. But can you imagine if that came to be true?
Well, I could only hope for another 1 or 2 possibly, but 5, that is a huge number, you know, that he would be responsible. That's quite a prophecy.
Yes, and in my book I document 4 different prophecies. And 3 of them we played up prominently in Charisma Magazine in our November election issue. And I knew if he didn't win that it was going to be embarrassing. But I thought, you know what? These are men of God who believe that God showed them as far back as 2008 in one instance. The man that I just mentioned, Mark Taylor, it was 2011. You know, this wasn't like the day before the election. They said Trump was going to win. And they said that God was raising him up like Cyrus. And I think, you know, you asked for me what the turning point was. I think that when I heard about Cyrus, where in the scripture it says, I have called you even though you do not know me. I mean, God used a pagan king, and I thought if he can use Cyrus, God can raise up Donald Trump. That was, for me as a Christian, sort of grappling with, you know, where is God in all this? That was, for me, the defining moment. And in my book, I merely present the facts as a journalist. You know, these prophets said this is what they felt from God. This is what happened. And the reader can kind of make up their own mind if they believe in it or not.
Exactly. Well, no doubt evangelicals, you know, eventually came around and really gave this country another shot, because as you say, even up to the moments, you know, the final days and everything, all the pundits, the liberal media said this was going to be a landslide for Hillary Clinton. And even as the numbers were coming in, I'm sure you were probably in the same mindset as mine was, Steve, that we're just going, okay, is this going to hold steady? You know, we sensed that the mainstream media was putting a thumb on the scale, that the numbers were prejudice, that we weren't getting, you know, the real numbers, because when you saw the him on the campaign trail and the people that were following him, energy that was somewhat similar to Barack Obama's, you know, with the people that were following him, the passion in that compared to Hillary Clinton. I'm here in the East Coast in Florida, and we were at an event where I think Alveda King was speaking in one area of a civic center. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be speaking in another part, another auditorium, and there were only 8 people there, and basically her limo just drove by.
You know, that you're absolutely right. There was a real difference in energy level. But I can tell you that that night, the night of the election, when I was there at the Hilton Hotel ballroom, and they opened the doors at 6:30, and that's when I went in, and of course he didn't come out until 2:45, you know, and my cell phone died just as he was walking across the stage. I had no idea and really no place to plug it in that night, and I didn't take notes. I never thought that I would be writing about it, but I do remember one time on the screen when they were giving the tallies, as they called the different states, that Hillary had 68 and he had 67. It was early in the evening, and after that he was ahead, and the whole evening he was ahead, because I kept watching it. I felt like I was at the Orlando Magic game. You know, if the Orlando Magic are not 10 points ahead at the fourth quarter, they're going to blow the game.
Right. Yeah.
And so I kept thinking, okay, is his lead long enough not to blow with some of these later states like California coming in?
Right.
And but it was an absolute miracle, an absolute miracle. In fact, one man who was at the party, of course, we were there for hours, and, you know, you could only visit with the few people around you and watch the TV, but he was a longtime friend of Donald Trump, and he was not, to my knowledge, a born-again Christian, but he said early in the evening to me something that I quoted in the book because I thought it was kind of interesting. He said, if Donald Trump wins, it proves there's a God.
Oh, wow.
The reason is because it will be an absolute miracle.
Miracle,
and this
yeah.
is quite his own friend. in fact, he claimed to have known him. He was a very interesting guy. I ought to probably go back and interview him sometime. He claimed to have known him for 35 years and said he tried to talk him out of running back in 2012.
Oh, wow.
Apparently he didn't, you know, he didn't have a very high opinion of his ability to govern, but he was certainly on board the Trump train by that night.
Stephen, in retrospect, you know, the contention that is today very evident at every turn. I mean, we just saw the Emmys this week, and you know, the way Hollywood has responded, and other elite groups. Hillary Clinton still, you know, she even offered in a recent statement that if there was any kind of validity to the Russian conspiracy and interference, that she would challenge challenge the vote and the results of the November election. Is part and parcel of the contention in this country is because of God's hand on Donald Trump, do you think?
I think it goes even deeper than that. You know, this is not new. It's just that it wasn't in the ascendancy, but when I was in secular university back in the 70s, it was very, very liberal, like things are today. It just was on university campuses back then. And actually, the culture hate God and hate Christians and hate people that believe the Bible, because really, as Bible believing Christians and the restrictions that result because of that are the only thing that keep, you know, certain groups of people from doing anything. Anything goes in some of these circles.
Exactly. Right.
Anarchy, any kind of sexual behavior, anything goes.
Yeah, because we can see things according to our own eyes. We've got to wrap things up here, Stephen. I could be talking to you for days on this. Make sure you pre-order the book, God and Donald Trump. Where can they go real quick, Steve?
GodandDonaldTrump.com, and they can download a free chapter.
Are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper, paper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is